When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pulp stream, go to the Animal World. Well, actually, it's faster and easier to just go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Oh, gosh, there's some good stuff. Some fire stories that... great to look at, and story and stream and pictures and videos of a fire situation that I want to tell you all about, and that I've posted so you can watch the link. But I'll tell you about that we get on with the show here. But boy, we still have a lot of work to do for our friends in California, and the fires are still going. Fortunately, they're getting better, but man, is there a lot of recovery to do? And there certainly are stories, a lot of animal rescuing and so forth still going on. So I'll fill you in as much as I can about that sort of thing. And golly, I'm looking here, and I see, taking care of everything as always. Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I'm surprised you can see me all the way from Monroe with all that fog out there hanging out over the valley.
Oh my goodness, look at that fog down there. We're gonna come in to the studio. We were in the studio last week, and we were gonna do it again this week, but it's so darn cold out there and so foggy, my goodness. And oh, you're just covered in fog down there. I mean, this is one of the first not foggy mornings right on my property here.
Huh.
I think in the weather report that I saw last night, I think the fog is supposed to be going away.
It'll burn off pretty quickly here.
Yeah, at least the weather report that I saw last night, and what I heard of, the last thing she said was a week of it's got to be really cold, but lots of sunshine. But lots of sunshine. So cold and sunshine is what she said, and there was a lot of sunshine on the little 7-day forecast sort of thing. So what do you got looking at weather wise up here? It is clear. Cold. It's below hummingbird feeders freeze at 27 degrees.
Okay.
And my most exposed hummingbird feeder was frozen solid this morning. So, it was below enough 27 to solidly freeze. So it has, it was at least 25, maybe 23, something like that.
Wow.
Here last night. It's still... When I checked, the warmest place outside, which was right next to my door, it was 30 degrees earlier. And then I went back a few minutes later and looked again and gone down to 29. So I don't know. It might be getting colder, not warmer.
Well, I'm looking at your temperatures right now up there. It's currently sitting at 22 degrees Fahrenheit. So definitely chillier than we got it down here.
That would be from Monroe proper, and mm-hmm. I'm a little northeast of that, And so usually I'm a little colder. I could be a little colder. But boy, yeah, 22. That's what it says for Monroe. Well, oh.
But as far as down here in the Seattle area, we're looking at 27 degrees currently. Okay. And throughout the rest of the week, the temperature is maybe a little bit warmer, but kind of weird how we have the, you know, when it's sunny and you think it would be warmer, it's actually colder. And then when it's raining, it's warmer. But that's just the way it goes. And for Martin Luther King Day tomorrow, pretty much similar to today, kind of similar temperatures and maybe some increasing clouds. A little bit of a wind chill, too, could drop the temperature by about maybe 10 degrees or so like that, how it feels. But for the remainder of the week, just looking at daytime highs right around 44 degrees for each day, and then overnight just in the low 30s.
Well, but that's in the Seattle area,
right.
So us outlying areas are likely to be colder. And like you said, what, you're at about 27 now, and I'm out here at like 22.
Well, if you're looking for days that your hummingbird feeder won't freeze, I mean, the only day that really shows below 27 is tonight. After that, it'll be either 28 degrees or warmer overnight. But still, that can fluctuate, and little difference in conditions can change too. So, but definitely not as cold.
I've also, you know, figured out that the design of the hummingbird feeder also makes a difference as to how fast they freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So mine that have a more solid base where the nectar is, you know, it's like plastic and more solid, tend to not freeze as fast as the ones that are like big bowls and they're kind of clear plastic, you know, with the you know, feeding holes on the top. That's the one that was frozen solid.
Mm.
And that's the one that's right outside my window here. And I put out, I switched them out early, you know, way early this morning. And, you know, the one I put out now is, you know, is fine. It's not freezing. So I think it's, well, who knows? I think it's warmed up enough in my little sanctuary here to not freeze them again today. I mean, there have been winters where it's been so cold when it stays way below freezing, like down in the low 20s, 24/7. Then I can remember winters where, you know, I'm switching out hummingbird feeders every few hours all day long.
Mm.
And, oh no, boy. And then there was a winter, Nathan. I don't know how recent it was, I remember, but it not only was that cold and the hummingbird feeders were freezing that much, but for some reason we had power was out too.
Hmm.
Now, as I recall, that was a real tap dancing situation to try. And I was more concerned about the hummingbirds and them having something to drink, but I had no power. So, you know, I couldn't like bring frozen feeders in and warm them up very fast.
Right.
Anyway, I remember that was the most challenging winter, but hopefully it doesn't look like it's going to get that bad. But maybe we can check in with someone who knows, because we can now officially start the show. It is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Let's see, personal awareness coaching, feng shui, readings, pretty much anything in that psychic world with Natasha Venter. So good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. So glad to be here finally.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. We could finally start the show because, like I said, we up until last night, we were planning to drive in, and then I was out. I had a long session, and I was out in Issaquah yesterday, and I didn't get home. And, you know, I had to drive home late, and, you know, the roads and the highways were good, but the last 6 miles between, you know, the highways and home to where I am, and, you know, dicey back roads that, you know, with the fog, then they can get icy. And I know that, you know, they do come out here and de-ice the roads from time to time. But, you know, not at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning. Not the time. I just kind of decided, you know, I'd just as soon not have to white knuckle it for, you know, a few miles to get to, you know, the city and the freeways. And not, Natasha, you're a bit farther away than I am. And so we decided, Nathan, that it's a holiday weekend. Natasha and I are going to sleep in just a little bit longer and zoom in. And then apparently, Natasha, you had problems with your Zoom this morning and it wouldn't let you in. So she's been dinking around with her computer all morning. I'm glad to see that you got it figured out and you were able to join us finally.
Well, you know, I don't fight things anymore. You know, it's like I've had experiences this last week where people are like going, and you didn't get angry about that. You know, it's like, but I noticed my cap lock was on. So in Zoom, if you try more than five times, it blocks you out for 30 minutes. I was like, why am I being told to get on to Zoom at like 8:25 instead of like at 8:45 like normal? Well, that's why, because I had to go through the process of 30 minutes. So instead of being, you know, 15, 20 minutes late, I was only like 3 minutes late. So, you know, it's like, yeah, it's a thing.
I'm glad you figured it out, and you're here with us. I'm assuming that you got same thing going up in the Skagit Valley, that it's cold and frozen.
It's 20 in the, you know, around 27,
so you're down
somewhere
in my
there.
Territory or lower. And anyway, I don't know about you, but I appreciated not having to get out in this really cold stuff this morning.
And I can respect that and honor that. I'm the one that had to go down to Seattle later today. So
yeah, you're going
I was
to go
the one that
later.
Needed to get out and be gone all day instead of you, who would just go down and then come back home again, right? So it's like, hey, I'll just flow with it.
Yeah,
I'll just flow
all
with
right,
it.
Sounds
but
good.
But that's a key to life right now, is the more you can flow with it, the better life right. is for you in your energy field.
Okay, psychic one. it's on. We're getting towards the end of January, but sometimes, you know, we get really cold and have major snow and stuff, you know, this time of year or February even. What do you see for us weather-wise? Are we going to continue to have a pretty easy to deal with winter like we have been? Or is it we going to get dumped on? And what do you see?
I just heard when you were asking, there might be like a day or two of snow. We're going to deal with more cold than, and it may not be rain, but we're going to deal with a little bit of wind this year.
So more wind and cold, but not necessarily getting dumped on and having
we're gonna
foot
have
or two
days,
of snow.
Yeah, we're going to have moments where it's going to come through. You know, we've had those storms that just come through.
Right, right.
We're going to have storms that come through, and they may have a little bit of rain. If it's cold, it may have a little snow to it. But,
okay, but you're not seeing any big, huge things. I mean, you know, because we've had, you know, growing up here, we never, you know, thought that much about snow. I mean, it would snow, but it was never a big deal. But every once in a while, there'd be enough snow to cover the hills in Laurelhurst so we could sled and stuff. But, you know, that was more unusual than usual. But since I've lived out here,
we may have one or two days of that, but it's not going to be a winter of snow. It's going to be more of a winter of bundle up.
Yeah. Well, there's been a couple of winters out here since I've lived here that, very unusually so, we've had 2 feet of snow, sometimes a little more. I mean, I've got a picture of my, you know, patio table covered in snow with a yardstick in it, you know, that shows that it's more than 2 feet, you know, of snow out there. It's like, holy moly. And that is just, you know, so, you know, I think climate changing is definitely apparent, but it looks like, you know, we're kind of sliding on a decent winter, and not so bad. So you're seeing more cold than anything else, and some storms coming through. But, you know, maybe we'll get in a few inches of snow in the lowlands, and but not a big deal. Well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, but I'm hearing that the storms may not be in alignment to everybody's life. So it's going to
Well, are they ever?
No. But at the same time, though, you know, that's the weather is going to be something that's going to be a trigger for us in a way, is what I'm hearing. You know, that it's like learning, but I'm really learning and I'm really observing how to go deeper into working with the elementals, you know, the elements of fire, air, you know, water, and how can I bring, you know, the element of a little bit more heat in my body to help me stay warmer in the cold? Instead of being the victim of cold, work with the elemental in my body, or even the water. How can I have the water and the fire work together to, you know, because blood is the water. So how can I get that to work around my body to get my fingers even warmer, or that kind of thing? And it's been interesting to play the game of the elementals, you know, and see how to do that, because you can really see how the elements have been out of balance. You know, we've had the hurricanes. I was down in Florida at Christmas time, and, you know, where I was at in Sarasota, they had the three hurricanes that hit in that general area.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
it went on to, you know, North Carolina and South Carolina, you know, and, you know, all that area. But it was interesting to see and witness the power of the elements. And this is a good year, because the year of the snake is coming in. The Chinese New Year of the Snake is coming in. And so it's about, you know, how can we work with that element? Yeah, we've had the dragon this year, but there's something different about how the snake works with its instincts. It's, you know, it doesn't see very well, right? And my cat is mad because he wants his fish. He's got one of those fish that flops, and it's charging, and he wants his fish. So he's like...
Oh, boy, he has grown up. What a handsome guy.
He's a very handsome guy.
Oh, that reminds me of a really goofy Facebook post that I saw. Because you're talking about this is a cat toy with Nathan, which is like, I think they're like a big fish, yeah, like 12 inches long or more. Isn't it? A fish body with a tail, kind of fabric. But when she's charging it up, because it has some sort of mechanism inside
it,
that when you turn it on, the tail flops. And so the tail, you know, like the tail, it's a wagging fish tail, flop, 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 for cats to play with. All right. Well, the hysterical Facebook post that I've seen a couple of times is two babies, human babies, bundled up, and then they have those fishes laying on them and wrapped around, so they stay on them and they've turned them on, so it's like the mechanical fish is patting the baby's bum, you know, and so they're just happy little campers sleeping. It's like having mommy, you know, patting your back, sort of thing. But they've used these mechanical fish to keep the babies sleeping and happy. It's just the cutest thing. So I think they have a double purpose, Natasha. They're good babysitters, too.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right. I'm looking at the clock, and we're chatting away here, and it's about time to take care of advertisers, and we have not officially started the show. I wanted to go around when you started talking about the elementals and water and fire and all of that. We've got to check in on California and all of that sort of thing. But I'm thinking, how about we'll keep Nathan happy and take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and officially start the show. We'll do our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll get back to discussions. And boy, have I got stories to share about what I've learned. Some fire stories and so forth. And of course, want to check in with Tasha to see what she sees about those Santa Ana winds and what's going on with the fires and stuff, and, you know, how that's all going to go. So anyway, we'll tap her. She's shaking her head, so I don't know that we're going to like what she has to say, but we'll find out what she sees anyway. And I think that'll do it. And of course, you know, you can call us with your questions for either one of us. And like I said, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and pretty much anything else. with Natasha. And phone lines or phone calls, of course, always take priority. But, you know, we usually don't get to phone calls until a little later in the first hour. But we would be delighted to hear from you today with whatever is on your mind. And I know there's some folks we've talked to in the last week or so that we're expecting to hear from. And anyway, so quit fooling around here and let's take care of our advertisers and we'll come back and get serious, start the show and go on from there. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World on this holiday weekend edition. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. And she and her brother Nils were in the studio last week, and we had a great healing show with them. And you'll be able to hear that again and get a surrogate healing from Linda if you tune in next week, because that'll be our encore show, and we will rerun our healing show then. And Linda is available to work with you in person, or she can work with you remotely. Remember, with energetic healing like this, there's no issue with distance. Her office is in the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. So you can work with her, like I said, in person there at her office or remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to anyone we send her. So all you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you and tell her you would like a free session. And like I said, she can work with you in either way. And if by chance you have called in on the show and she's worked with you on the show, that doesn't count. So you can still get a free session from her. It's off-air new clients only, you know, they get the free session. So if you would like a free session with Linda, write this number down, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. And then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available. Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. So really great location, easy access, lots of parking. And what a gift it is to be in that healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks and all of that. She just does incredible work, you know, with chiropractic and acutonics. She can do acupuncture if you need and do the needles, but I don't know. I find the acutonics, forks, and so forth to be way more powerful and more specific and directed than needles. So anyway, check out Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center. Our website is whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon on Facebook, and you can call her at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. So, okay then. It is back to Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on This Side or the Other with Natasha Venter. And we are going to, before we get into any big discussions here, and I get sidetracked again, Nathan Hell will have to rope me back in. Yep. He'll grab me and reel me on in. Oh, but I found out, Natasha, last week, you know, because we were in the studio last week. But we do so much more Zooming now than when we do studios. It used to be that, you know, I had an automatic pilot doing the radio show in the studio and everything mm-hmm. was just rote. And I had to think about things on Zoom. Well, I found out last week in the studio, it's reverse now. I don't have automatic pilot anymore in the studio. It was like, whoa, this is really different. And anyway, so now I'm adjusting back to the Zoom. Anyway, we are going to officially start the show. And if you haven't been around for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animal for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, with a couple of Saint Francis prayers because it's Sunday and I can. And then we do a pile of affirmations, all chosen for their life altering potential. And whether or not you participate with me on this with the prayers and the affirmations, completely up to you, and you can opt out if you like. Alrighty, so we are going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty then. That's our prayers for the day. Now we're getting to our affirmations. Like I said, each one of these have been chosen for their life-altering potential and have been contributed by some member of our animal world family. This first one was a spiritual assignment for me a number of years ago. And it was, you know, say this three times a day for a week and see what happens. Well, I'm still doing it, and I share it with you because it is definitely life-altering. And I say each affirmation three times. You can do it with me or not, up to you. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation actually came from Linda Rasmussen. And if you've been here for our healing shows, you know what Linda works with one of you human animals. She'll give you an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this affirmation came from. And then so many of you picked up on it, started using it. I got all these calls and, oh my gosh, it's changed my life. I started doing it. Shifted the energy for me too. I continue to do it on a daily basis. And so I share it with you. And now in this affirmation, when I talk abundance, imagine in your mind as you're saying this affirmation, the kind of abundance that you need in your life. Maybe you need money. So see yourself making a deposit at the bank. Maybe you need love. See that coming, you know, whatever it is that maybe you need more time, you know, whatever it is you want. Imagine that as you say this. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then, this next affirmation comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and this comes from the Italian division. This is the one I use for me and my animal friends to kind of keep us in the right energy and frame of mind, especially when I go out in the world. So here we go, three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh, alrighty. Now, this one, that comes from Natasha. And this is the one that she's given us that kind of, that, you know, helps us stay in alignment with, you know, all the energies that are going on. And, you know, I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on. And, you know, whether whatever it is on all levels, this helps. Okay. And again, I use this one too for me and my animals. Here we go with our three repetitions. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Whew. All righty, we got one more long one here to complete this affirmation ritual. This is from the Ananda Institute. Again, it is their Warrior of Light affirmation. And this is the one that during this affirmation, we send God's light all around the country, all around the world. And of course, let's continue this week to focus on our friends in California. Everyone who is recovering and still working, controlling the fires and the recovery. And boy, there's a lot of animal rescue and stuff going on. So let's send lots of good stuff down there. All right, here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with help, with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om shanti shanti shanti. All righty, and now to wrap up and conclude and seat this affirmation ritual, this is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. Cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. I always feel like our work is done when we do all of that. We're in good shape now. All right. So, wow. Another big week and lots of stuff going on. You know, you were talking about the elementals and all of that. And, you know, you met Natasha, talked about the fire and light. And just because we were talking about how cold it is around here, I just want to remind everybody, it's important when it gets down to these freezing temperatures, and if it stays cold for a while, and Natasha did say it's going to stay cold and there's going to be some cold, remember that water freezes, and our animal friends, you know, wild respectively, need water. So you want to make sure, like with I have a fountain in my backyard. It's a contained system, but, you know, it's full of water. I have to, you know, refill it from time to time. So I police that regularly. I make sure that it staying flows and, you know, has full of water. But if it gets consistently below freezing, it will freeze up. So I have what I call a cooker that I put in it. And that's what I would use when the years on my farm, when I had horses, you know, and you have a big bathtub full of water for them. Well, you know, you couldn't let it freeze. So they make these little, you know, mostly electrical things that you put in the water that you know, heats them up and keeps them from freezing. So I have one of those, and it's kind of a metal element you stick in the water and then you plug it in. So that's my project. One of my Sunday chore projects after the show is I've got to get out the cooker and go plug it in and make sure it's ready to go. Right now I don't need it because it's raising above freezing during the day. As long as it does that, then because the fountain water is moving, it doesn't freeze up. But if it stays below freezing, then it will eventually freeze up. So I'll get my cooker ready. So you guys need to do the same. If you have water outside for feral cats, for your dog, for other wildlife, you're going to have to be changing it out and making sure that it is not frozen. So just some cautions there. And remember, with our hummingbirds, they do count on the feeders. And hummingbird nectar does not freeze at the same temperature water does. It has to get a little colder, but you have to start paying attention if it gets to 27 or below, because that is the temperature that the hummingbird nectar, you know, the water with the sugar in it, will freeze. So make sure you're paying attention to all of that. Oh, and before we move on to the fire stuff, Natasha, will you check in on, you know, my hummers and the hummingbirds around here? How did everything? I know that I'm down. I don't have very many. This is probably the smallest amount I've had. But do you see the ones that are here okay and all of that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to have this is a 9-year for us. So
a
we're
9-year? That's a completion year, isn't it?
It's a completion year.
Okay.
And so with that, you know, there is going to be some, you know, they're not going to transition into this next year. We're going to have some animals that aren't going to be transitioning. I don't know how many people I've helped with lost pets in the, you know, towards the end of last year, you know, and, you know, there's just these moments. Oh, my cat.
I'm watching the cat trash.
He wants to get out of the room.
He's trying to get at his fish behind Natasha. So
he wants something. So he always does those things that he knows I don't want him to do. And he wants something. He's a little kid.
Oh, you know, when I, let's see, this is back at my farm. I had had big, tall bookshelves. And I had gotten my second ruddy Abyssinian. And but anyway, Abyssinians are like dogs and monkeys in cougar suits, and they're like that, but they're very bossy. Anyway, so greeting cards, I would, on the very tall, like, you know, way above 6 feet, I would set them on the top of those shelves so I could see them, but they're out of the way, and so the cats really didn't trash them. Well, if I got really busy doing something and I wasn't paying attention to Scoots, and he wanted something. That little bugger, he was so cute. He'd climb up, he'd get up onto the top of that bookshelf, and then he'd stare at me. And he'd stare at me, and he'd stare at me. And if I didn't respond, he'd knock a card off the shelf. And then he'd stare at me some more. And if I didn't respond, he'd knock another one off. But that was his way. He'd just sit up there, he'd knock cards until he got me to do what he wanted me to do. So I think you have one of those kids.
Oh, I have.
He was over there climbing on your plant, getting ready to, you know, trash everything.
Well, he likes
I want my fish.
Yep, he does. He only does it when he, like, I want the laser. I want my fish. I want you to do something with me. And so it's funny. It's funny how it's like the game of, you're not going to manipulate me, but I'm going to honor what you want me to do. So there's that fine line between two.
Well, you know, and then it's the course thing, you know, if you're dealing with dogs, you know, it's important to control that sort of stuff and teach impulse control and be the boss, because, you know, the rule of thumb is dogs have masters and you control them. Mm-hmm. Cats have staff. And you serve them. You can't control cats the way you do dogs, but you can communicate and you can negotiate with them and all that good stuff. But yeah, you have to work a little harder with our cat friends. And, you know, if you've seen The Incredible Journey, it is true. Cats rule, dogs drool.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Yeah, the cat's always the boss.
Especially if you have a boxer.
Oh, a boxer?
Don't they drool a lot?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, not as much as your more giant breeds like Saint
a Saint Bernard. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, anybody that has a Saint Bernard, you know, at least in Mike's, they always have a washcloth in their back pocket, you know, to wipe the dog's face. You know,
it's kind of. So we were talking about, what were we talking about? About hummingbirds, and you know, we're in a 9 year, and so that's that ending. And so there are going to be, you know, this transition of animals leaving us, or you know, the integration of something going out and then others coming in. So you may find that you may have some transition of your hummers not necessarily being what they normally are. But then in the spring, you may find that you might have more of newbies coming in, you know. But that's been the theme. You know, there's people who are wanting to transition jobs and then things coming in. You know, it's like it's just that transition.
Ending
time.
Old patterns, maybe starting new ones,
new
and
plans,
that sort
you know,
of thing. And so relationships may be winding up, but that means opens the door for new ones coming in.
If we can keep that intention that the endings hurt.
That reminds me to one of the other things on my list that we need to check on, Natasha.
Yeah. Can I let my cat out real quick, though, first, before he really starts destroying things?
You got to go serve your cat.
Yeah, you better serve that boy. So Natasha's just getting up and going to let the cat out of her room. Oh, there he's saying hi. Gosh, he's cute. He's a long-haired tabby. Has a big, fluffy tail. But very, very handsome guy. I think, is his name Rocky? Maybe I'm remembering that wrong. Natasha is back now, putting in her. So is his name Rocky?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. Okay. So on my list here, speaking of what you were saying, that, you know, relationships may be ending and that leaves a new open, all of that. One of my big concerns here is Nathan. Nathan,
mm-hmm.
I want to know how you're doing, because this poor guy, your family just left. I mean, your mom and dad and apparently and Abby Border Collie, they've moved back to Tennessee and they're in the middle of driving back there. They left this week. So I want to know, Nathan, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm more concerned about them because they're going through Montana and that whole polar vortex.
They posted some pictures of snow and halt their travels
going eastbound. So for them, they just spent a couple extra nights in the Montana area. And for Abby, actually, I think she appreciated that because after a couple days of just long car rides, she got to stay in the hotel area and go run around and play and roll in the snow and stuff like that. And they have some time to be a border collie and just let her legs run loose and spend that energy rather than just sitting in the car and watching the scenery go by, which in Montana can be not very much.
All right. Well, I've been thinking about you a lot because, you know, you have a very close family, you know, and I grew up with a very close knit family. But I was thinking about it last night and I was laughing because when I was your age, Nathan, how old are you now?
31.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I was married by then. I didn't get married. I got married when I was 29. But up until then, I still my family was so close. Before I got married, I would every Sunday evening, I would go home and have dinner with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then on every holiday, like on Christmas, I would go, you know, we'd Christmas Eve and we'd have our family celebration. And then I'd spend the night there so Santa Claus could still come. Santa Claus was still coming. Then I'd go home on Easter night before and stay the night so the Easter Bunny could come because Easter Bunny only knew where their house was, didn't know where my house was. So all of that. And then when I got married, and we lived in Laurelhurst too for quite a while, and even when we moved over to the east side, we would still go to my parents' house for dinner every Sunday night. And then we all played bridge and all of that. And darned, for a lot of years, we'd still go pile in on Christmas Eve and sleep there, you know? So if my parents had picked up and moved and taken the dog, for heaven's sakes, I would not have been a happy camper with all of that. So I'm just wondering, you know, do you have any other family out here? Is that, your brother is back east. Is it just Nathan out here all by himself? And do you need Natasha and I to be your surrogate moms? Or what do we need to do?
Well, nothing closer in the family tree than my dad's cousins. So
Okay. All
my personal cousins and aunts and uncles, they're all, you know, in the Midwest or Alaska or something like that. So I'm pretty much the only one here remaining in the Seattle area as far as that goes. But like I said, my dad has some cousins which are pretty close by in like the Pierce County area or Vashon Island, which I can, you know, go out and see. And we have plenty of family friends, too, who we formed out over the years who have basically become like family to me. And, of course, former neighbors from the neighborhood. I mean, living in that house for 30 years, I got to know a lot of people really well. So I mean, there's family as far as that goes, and coming up in February, in the middle or later parts, it's going to be my two nieces' birthdays. They are born in the same month, so they're going to maybe just do like a combined birthday later in the month. So you'll probably hear about me going out to the Cincinnati area.
Ah, you're going to go back
around the middle
for
or
that.
The end of February. Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're doing well then, so we're good. We need to take care of advertisers here before we run out of time in this hour. And then, boy, have I got a California fire story. I mean, with happy ending. Good news. I got a great, great story to tell you before we gear up for what we're going to do at the top of the hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Woof, 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 woof. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're winding down the first hour of our Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition of Animal World. We heard from our NuPro Supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. You can check out all their great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets at the website, NuProSupplements.com. And if you can't find them in the pet stores, they're all available on Amazon. And check out the NuPro Nuggets for your kitty friends, the best cat vitamins around, and boy, do they love them. You can use them as treats or to get them to eat. And then the dog supplements, great skin and hair coat, and comes in a hip and joint formula. And if you've got a shedding breed and you want the hair to stay on your dog and not on your floor, NuPro is the way to go. NuProSupplements.com. And of course, if you need help with your dog friends, you got behavior stuff going on, that's what I do, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, and I've kind of perfected a way of coming in and solving all the problems you got going on, and only have to see you once. I give you free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen you, and I'll talk to anybody for free on the phone. So if you know anybody, you or anybody you know, have problems with their dog friends, write my phone number and down and give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. We are getting close to the top of the hour, and let's just set that up. I got to tell you, Natasha, you know, we've got, you know, this horrendous, and I think at least in terms of cost and so forth, they're saying it is, you know, going to end up being the largest natural disaster that we've had in our country, and the fires. And I just absolutely cannot imagine, you know, the terror that some people must have been in and going through that, and the neighborhoods just destroyed, and the Palisades area pretty much is like just gone. Mm-hmm. Now I know the fires are not all out, new starting here and there, but I think the winds are dying down, at least right at the moment. But I think they're more scheduled next week and so forth. And we can get more from Natasha about what she sees might happen with all of this. But, you know, one of the really beautiful things going on this week related has been seeing the humanity come out, and so many coming to help, and you know, firefighters and planes and trucks coming from all the states around the area and from farther away, and a lot coming down from Canada. There are firefighters coming up from Mexico. I mean, humanity is working the way it's supposed to. And then you see all these wonderful, the feeding stations that have come out, and food for firefighters and rescuers and all the people that, you know, whose homes and properties were destroyed. And then, of course, seeing some of the wonderful rescue and people finding some of their animals, some incredible reunions.
I know. There's miracles out there if you really keep.
Yeah, there are really miracles happening. And then seeing a lot of, you know, the places where they're collecting things and passing out supplies and all of that. One of the most touching situations is a lot of the people that are helping. A lot of the people that volunteered immediately to become part of the Red Cross and do this work were people that had all had lost
their
everything
victims.
And they're, but they're out there helping everybody else. Anyway, it's just the humanity.
Sometimes that's the way you survive trauma, is you dive into the gratitude of it. You dive into the service of it. You dive into the, you know, how can I manage it? You know, it's like, I know for me that when there's something that pulls me down, it's like, okay, how can I get through this?
Right,
what can
right.
I do to get my tools to get through it? And a lot of us, this is going to be the switch. Do we become victims of our life, or do we become, honor the emotion, honor the struggle, honor that part of us, but
so it's really pretty incredible to see what's going on down there, and that how quickly everyone has come together, and the humanity that's just oozing everywhere. But I've got a wonderful story to tell you, and a way this happened. I found, let's see, because we did the show last Sunday, and it was, you know, it started a week ago, you know, Tuesday, and the fires, and so it was very fresh and still going on. Last Sunday. Well, remember I told you that. And those of you that are regular know that years ago I went down to do a pilgrimage down in the Los Angeles area, because a lot of the sacred spiritual sites that Yogananda is associated with are there. I mean, he's buried at, you know, Forest Lawn, and there's the Mount Washington, his headquarters, and the Hollywood Temple is on Sunset Boulevard. And then there's the phenomenal Lake Shrine Meditation Gardens and the big temple and all of that. And that is one of the most exquisitely spiritual places on the planet. It is just incredible. Well, Lake Shrine area, the lake is actually Lake Inez, if you want to find it on a map. And then you can write down this website, yogananda.org, yogananda.org. Now, that is SRF website, and that's some Self-Realization Fellowship. SRF is the original organization that Yogananda started when he came to this country. Ananda is kind of a split off of that, and I don't have time to tell you the whole story, but same principles, all Yogananda master's teachings, but it's different energy. We're not SRF, we're Ananda, but it's all very similar. Anyway, so Lake Shrine is owned by the SRF, you know, the original organization. And it is, Natasha, it's like, you know, the fire came, you know, started on that Tuesday, and, you know, with the winds came down and headed straight for the water, you know, through Palisades. Well, Lake Shrine is right down at the bottom of there, right close to the water. So the fire is going straight for them. And the Lake Shrine area and the meditation gardens is absolutely beautiful. And the lake, of course, is full of koi and swans, beautiful grounds around. There is the Gandhi Memorial. Gandhi's ashes are there. The windmill chapel, Master's boathouse where he lived when he stayed there. And then this beautiful big courtyard with the big pillars and golden lotuses and all of that is the Court of All Religions. Okay. Anyway, and then there's a big, huge temple up on the hill and monasteries for the monks and all of that kind of stuff. So the fire came down, and I'll briefly tell you the story. But what I gave you the website, yogananda.org, go to that website and go to the blog. And the president of SRF, his brother Chittananda, he did a live stream last Sunday, 4 o'clock. And it's a little over an hour stream. And to tell the story of Lake Shrine. And oh my gosh, if you want to go, because he's got photographs and videos and maps, and it's like being there. And so if you want an experience of kind of what's like to be in the fire and what's like, but, and to watch a miracle happen, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if things had happened the way they usually do and what was shaking out and this fire coming at them, you know, 180 miles an hour, it should have all been toast, okay? But years ago, this is years ago, Natasha, one of those, a caretaker who's a devotee of Yogananda and all that, just felt like he had to build a big pump. So he built a great big huge water pump, you know, to pump water out of the lake. And they have this little little mini barge that they cruise around the lake on. And he built it that it could be on the barge and for emergencies sometime. So that was neatly packed up and, you know, somewhere. Well, so this fire's happening. What do you? He gets out that big old pump and puts it on the barge. And then it's coming right for him. It's getting really dangerous, and there's a total evacuation. You know, everybody has to go. Well, one of the members of SRF, a devotee, I think a man in his 50s, and I forget his name, is a fire safety expert, and this is his field of expertise. So he got there real quick, and of course he could stay, and so his adult son and wife. With them, these three adults, and that's all, this is their business. Together, it's absolutely mind-boggling. On the barge, working the property all around, but you can see them with the hoses and the fire is everywhere and all surrounding them. And together, I mean, the miracle, Natasha, is they saved Lake Shrine and the grounds. Just these three people. And the water and Lake Shrine. And then they gave the keys, you know, to the firemen. So they were able to use the pump, and they saved the temple and the big monastery and all of that around. An apartment building right next to them burned down. The bathrooms right there at the entrance burned down, and one little monastery. But all the spiritual sites were preserved, and they were all saved. And it's just an absolute miracle. And then what they're doing, they're really, and I'm going to get to starting us for the change of the hour because we're over time, but I wanted to finish this up for you. The wonderful Natasha, pretty much Palisades is gone. And all of the other spiritual and religious communities lost their places of worship. They all burned. But gosh, the wonderful thing that's happening is that SRF, their masters, they're inviting all of those spiritual communities and churches, you know, and religions to come and use Lake Shrine and the temple and all of that. Now, they're not having services this weekend or last weekend because the fire's still happening and it's still dangerous and all of that. But as soon as they start up again, there's going to be more miracles happening in terms of the religious communities coming together. And that's what Master came here to do, was teach us that it's all one God. It's all the same thing.
We may
and
speak
it's happening
languages.
Now yep. at Lake Shrine. And yep. Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. So you got to go to yogananda.org. That will take you directly to the website. Go to the blog and watch the live stream from last Sunday if you want to be part of it. Or you can go to the Animal World Facebook page or Martha Norwalk Facebook page, and it's posted there. You'll see the SRF symbol, and that's a link to it as well. Now, we're going to close out hour number one, which we've already passed, and instead of love training, Natasha, what we're doing is I got a strong direction last week and that we need to continue it this week. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the song, but I got told that we need to support our brothers and sisters and all the animals in California, and that's what we're going to focus on and send love and light to. And what we're using, or I'm using, is the song Palisades Park. It came out in 1962, Freddie Cannon, and here in Seattle, it was the Seattle World's Fair. I was 12. Well, we were at the amusement park at the Seattle Center and the World's Fair every day we could get there. And Palisades Park was the biggest hit. And it just has the energy of the Palisades area and all of that in it, because it really is a magical area and the energy. And what I got told last week is that, so we're going to do our dancing to Palisades Park, and you're going to help process in one of two ways. If you can feel that magical Palisades energy, I was told we're sending it back to the mass consciousness and the higher selves of everyone down there to Divine Mother. We're sending them back their energy. Okay. And then if you're like me, when I first heard the song and started, you'll feel the energy and then you'll feel the grief. And then I was, crying and wailing, and Divine Mother said, that's all right, because if you're one of the ones that this cries, you're helping process and move the grief. Okay. So you're either going to be helping move the grief, or you're going to be sending back the magical energy to them. And that's what we're going to do when we hear Palisades Park. So dancing is required, but you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your head, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere and cry and feel the wonder. So send the magical energy back to the mass consciousness, or help move the grief. And I'm energizing up the Palisades Park music, so just to make it more special for everyone. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via Palisades Park. And it's coming up straight ahead. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.